Yeshaya Perek Mem Hei, and we'll resume from Pasuk Yud Dalet. Previously it discussed the return from Golus Bavel, and now the Navi says, you'll see the benefit we have right now in the times of Sancheiriv, whose army's outside Yerushalayim. As Rashi says, I informed you, B'ma'o Shias B'ni Mi'ad Bavel. I've told you how I'm going to save my children from the hand of Bavel. That Koresh, who is the leader of Paras, of Persia, is going to come and defeat Bavel and give permission to return to Eretz Yisrael and build the Beis HaMikdash. But now I'm going to let you know the Yeshua that's happening now. You're surrounded by Sancheiriv's army. Ko Amar Hashem. Perek Memhei, Pasuk Yud Dalet. So says Hashem, Yegia Mitzrayim, the toil of Mitzrayim, Uschar Kush, and the merchandise from Kush. Usavoyim, there was another nation of Savoy, the Sabians, the Savoyim, Anshe Mida, and they're men of stature, they were big people, men of stature. All of these people, Olayich Yavoru, they're going to pass to you. What happened was, Sancheiriv was near Yerushalayim, and then he heard a report that the king of Kush, Tirhaka, the king of Kush, was coming to attack him from far away. So he turned back and he left Yerushalayim and he went to deal with the king of Kush. And on that expedition, he also conquered Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim went to help out Kush. They were also defeated. And then Sancheiriv returned. But this time he returned with a lot of spoils. So he came, Sancheiriv was there together with the Yegia Mitzrayim, the Schar Kush, the wealth of these countries he brought. And he also had captives, the Savoyim, that were large men of stature. And he came with all of this spoils, and he was going to conquer Yerushalayim and then return home. Alayich Yavoru. But the Navi foretells that his army will be destroyed, and Klal Yisrael will get all of those spoils. Alayich Yavoru, the spoils will pass to you. V'lochiyu, and they'll become yours. Acharayich Yelechu, they'll follow after you. Those slaves, you'll now have all the captives. Alayich, Acharayich Yelechu, they're going to follow after you. And if you transport them, they'll follow you as slaves. And when they're brought from one place to another, Bazikim Yavoru, they'll pass in chains. Or those that were taken as slaves by Sancheiriv will, after the destruction of Sancheiriv and his army, they'll become yours. Ve'layich yishtachavu. And they are going to be, Rashi says, when they'll pass from one place to another in chains. Rashi says, la'achar ma'paloso, after his downfall, in the middle of that Rashi, Omar Chizkiyo upotar es kol hashavuyim. Chizkiyo arose and he dismissed all of the captives. He said, you're free. You're free. But they saw the miracle that happened. They knew Sancheiriv was the world empire and Sancheiriv had captured them and he had an army in the millions and now he was all wiped out miraculously by a malach on that night. And Rashi says, Veniskayru, all those captives were Magayer, they became Jews, Vikiru Malchus Shamayim, and they recognized Malchus Shamayim, the kingdom of Hashem. Ve'ilayich yishtachavu. So they all prostrate themselves, they'll bow down to you. Elecha yispalolu. They'll pray. The Pasuk seems to say they'll pray to you. And the Malbim says you never find the expression of tefillah of one person to another, davening to another person. The closest you find is you'll sometimes find v'ispalalu el hamokum hazeh. They'll say you'll daven to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash. You'll find the tefillah to the place. So the Malbim understands that a person, you don't daven to another person, but you can daven to something as a medium. You daven to Yerushalayim because you know from there your tefillos rise up to Shamayim. That's the gates of heaven through there, so your tefillos go through there. They'll come and they'll realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent. And Eilecha Yispalolu, they'll daven to you realizing that Klal Yisrael is the means by which they can have a connection to Hashem. And they'll say, Ach Bochkel, only with you, with Yerushalayim, Kel is Hashem. Veinod, and there is none other Efes Elokim except for Hashem. That the only power that there is in the world, they'll recognize, they'll be Magayir, and they'll accept to serve Hashem. And those Goyim will come to realize, and they'll say, Ochein, indeed, Ata Kel Mistater, you're a God who conceals Himself. Elokei Yisrael Moshiach, and the God of Yisrael, of Israel, Moshiach is their Savior. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests Himself and He shows Himself to us in different ways. At times, Ata Kel Mistater, you're a God who's Mistater, who hides Himself. It's like children playing hide and go seek, the Malbim says. Like somebody who's hiding from another that he shouldn't be seen. But he sees what's going on. He's standing behind the tree and he's watching his friend. He's hiding, he's hoping his friend doesn't know where he is. But he's watching what's going on. And if all of his friends go home for lunch, the guy hiding behind the tree will come out. You know, he's not going to hide there unless he knows that they're coming, they're looking. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kel Mistater. He hides Himself as a Hester Ponim. That's part of the Nisayon, part of the punishment that we're not aware of, part of the suffering of Golus. We don't see always experience the clear Hashkacha. Sometimes Hashem is hidden. But the Goyim will realize, Ata Kel Mistater. Even when Hashem, there's a Hester upon him, Hashem is hidden, but it's like the person who's Mistater, who hides Himself, and he knows what's going on. He's looking out, and Hashem is Mashkiach, and he's supervising, and he's controlling the course of events. And then when the moment comes, Elokei Yisrael Moshiach, the Elohim of Klal Yisrael, our God, is the Moshiach, is the Savior, just like He saved us from the hands of Sancheiriv, whose mighty army was destroyed. Boshu v'gam nichlamu kulam. They're ashamed and humiliated. Yachtav holchu baklima. Together, they'll go, they'll walk in shame. Choroshei tzirim. All those that fashion their images, the idols, those that make the idols will go in shame. All those artisans who make the idols. And Lashon HaKodesh, as we said, the Malbim stresses, they're not synonyms. Every word has its own connotation. Boshu, busha, embarrassment, is what a person feels himself. A person feels ashamed. Klima is when he's humiliated by others. And he explains as follows. Let's say you realize you need a favor from somebody, and the person you're asking is really beneath your dignity that you should have to ask him. You're a chush of important person, and, you know, perhaps the person you're asking, nobody really cares for whatever, but you need to ask him a favor. that he has to help you out. And he really does help you out. So the truth is, anybody who also imagines, like, you know, I don't know, the president walks into a, the president or something, a highly respected, a great person walks into a place and everybody's watching him and he's got a big crowd and he walks over to the guy who's, you know, busy sweeping the floors or whatever and he says, by the way, where's the restroom? You know, whatever, he's got to ask him. And the person says, oh, come here, I'll tell you, come with me, I'll help you out. And everyone's watching, like, who, the president had to ask this person a favor? But if you had a situation like that, he himself doesn't feel a busha because he knew what he was involved with. He knew what he had to do. And he, it was beneath his dignity, perhaps, but he needed to ask a favor. And whatever he hoped to accomplish, he accomplished. He himself was not ashamed. But others would humiliate him and make jokes about him about how, you know, in other words, he thought you were in charge of everything, and when it comes down to it, you needed to have the help from whoever. On the other hand, sometimes a person humbles himself, he's machnia himself, to a person who's very respected and very chashuv. He needs a big favor. Perhaps the guy for his business needs to get a loan for a lot of money. So he goes over to a wealthy person. He says, you know, you have to help me out. The business needs a new influx of money, infusion of resources. If a person sometimes is machnia himself to a great person, and then the person turns him down. So he's ashamed. He, like, debated initially, should I ask him a favor? Should I not ask him a favor? And he finally decided he should ask the favor. And now he's turned down, so he feels ashamed. But nobody else would humiliate him because he asked a chash of a person. Sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes the answer is no. That's klima. Klima is when others would embarrass him, and bush is when a person feels embarrassed himself. Boshu v'gam nichlemu kulam. All those idolaters, the charoshei tzirim, all the artisans who make these idolatrous forms, boshu, they feel a shame themselves because they were hoping to accomplish something. They thought that this would provide their salvation, and whatever they were hoping in was... It was a busha. It was an embarrassment. They tried and it was unsuccessful. V'gam nichlemu. And others who are aware of how they degraded themselves and they gave an importance. They woke up early in the morning and they put on their best finery and they prepared a present and they all did everything for this idolatry for a bunch of sticks and stones in this form. So others aren't going to be humiliate them. So boshu v'gam nichlemu, they themselves feel ashamed. V'gam nichlemu, and others will humiliate them, kulam, all of them. And it's not only a momentary embarrassment, but yachtav holchu baklima. Those that believe and serve the idols are constantly going to go with this klima, with this humiliation. Charoshe tzirim. Those that make the artisans, that make the idolatrous forms. And here we see the contrast. Yisrael nosha b'Hashem. This is a phrase, by the way, we use in the Slichas. We have it in Ne'ilah also. But it's with this explanation of the Malbim, it fits in so beautifully. Yisrael nosha b'Hashem. Klal Yisrael is saved through Hashem. Teshuah solomim. It's an eternal salvation forever. Therefore, lo sevoshu. They won't be ashamed, lo sikomu, or humiliated, ad ol me'ad, forever. Yisrael nosha, the phrases correspond to each other. Lo sevoshu, why does Klal Yisrael not be ashamed? The answer is a person's ashamed when he made an effort and he was unsuccessful. Yisrael nosha. But Klal Yisrael will be saved. And since they're saved, there's no busha. And the way they're saved is b'Hashem. They're saved through Hashem. And as we explained, if somebody asks a favor from a great power or somebody who's stronger than him, more important, So nobody would humiliate them. In other words, you asked somebody greater than you, and perhaps he said no, but you didn't lower yourself to ask somebody below your dignity. Klal Yisrael is no Shav Hashem. Their Yeshua comes about through Hashem, and therefore there's no Kalima. Nobody else would humiliate them. And when Yisrael is no Shav Hashem, it's Teshua Solomim. It will be a Yeshua forever. If it's Yeshua forever, therefore the Bush and the Klima will not be Ad Ol Me'ad for all eternity. So the captives who are of all the booty and the spoils of Sancheirib's army, as we said, will be, they were released by Chizkiyo, they were freed, and they recognize the greatness of Hashem. There are times when Hashem is a Kel Mistater, he's in hiding, but at the moment of the Geula, Elokei Yisrael Moshiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one to save them. And the Yeshua from Hashem, in contrast to the wasted effort of the idolaters, stands in the contrast that Yisrael is Noish of Hashem and that Yeshua is forever. Kicho Amar Hashem. And now the Navi, as the Malbim explains, is going to bring three rayas, three proofs that a person should put his bitachon in Hashem, even if Ochein ato kel mistater, even if there are times where there's a hester upon him and we don't see the hashkocha, but we should put our bitachon in Hashem. The first raya is from the Briyas Ha'olam, the creation of the world. Kicho Amar Hashem, because so says Hashem. Borei Hashamayim, the creator of the heavens. Hu Elokim, he's the God. Yotzer Ha'aretz, he fashioned the earth. Ve'osah, and he's the one who made it. Hu Konena, he established it. Lo Sohu Bera'oh, he didn't create it for emptiness. Lo Sheves Yitzorah, he fashioned it to be inhabited. Ani Hashem ve'ein od. I am Hashem and there is no other. We've mentioned previously, the term Bria is to create Yesh Me'ayin, from nothing. There's a Bria, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es HaShemayim Ves Ha'aretz. From nothing Hashem made the substance of heaven and earth. And there are two parts. There's a whole world that we're not aware of. The Shemayim El Yoinim, the upper heavens, where there are Malachim and there are Srafim. As the beginning of Yecheskel discusses, the Chayis lift up and the Ofanim rise corresponding to them. And you know, there's different groups of Malachim with different functions, and there's a Merkava and a Kisya Kavod, and there's a whole world out there that we have no awareness of at all. And that's included in Shamayim. Kicho Amar Hashem, Borei Hashamayim. The one who is Borei Shamayim, Hu Elokim, he's the God. And when it came to Shamayim, all there was is a Bria. We don't find any further discussion. Hashem created the world, Ki Sheshes Yamim Os Hashem Os Hashamayim Ves Haaretz, in 6 days, and then we had a Shabbos. But in those 6 days of creation, we don't find any discussion about the Shamayim. There was a Bria, they were created, and that's it. But when it came to the land, when it came to our world, the earth was also Nivra. There was also a creation of the earth. As the Ramban explains, whatever the world is comprised of, the atoms and the whatever makes up the atoms, the neutrons, the electrons, the smallest particles that there is, there was the substance from which the world is created. But when it came to the Aretz, Hashem focused and kaviyochel spent more effort and more concern with it. He was Yotzer Ha'aretz. It didn't suffice to just do a Bria. Hashem took it and he was Yotzer. He fashioned it. He fashioned it, meaning he separated, as the Malbim explains, In other words, he took the world and then he said the waters should be gathered into the oceans and the seas, and there should be dry land. This is the way he was Yotzer the Aretz. And then he made it. And he said, you know, the dry land should have grass and trees and things should grow on it. Hukonina. And then he established it. And he said, in order to finish the creation of the earth, the asiya, the yotzer, to fashion it, is to form it, to give it the form as we see it. And osa, to make it, is to complete what is done with it. And konana, to establish it, is like the next level. After the world is osa, it's made. It's got trees, it's got bushes and grass and everything. But there are things that should be placed on the earth. Not the actual earth itself, it's finished. But who konana? He established it by making all the different species that of the animal kingdom and the whole all the living creatures of the earth. Hukonina, Hashem established the earth. So from all this we see Hashem's attention on earth. That lo sohu bera'ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't creating the world that it should remain tohu. That it should remain empty. Or is it going to have an earth? That there'll be the planet Earth, and it's got water covering the whole thing, and it's a planet. There are other planets also, but Hashem didn't want it to be empty. And therefore, he put in the Yetzira and the Asiya, and he was koneing it. Losheves Yetzara. Hashem created it, Losheves, in order to be inhabited. And that was the Iker Kavana of Hashem, that people should be living on earth. So Hashem is Mashkiach. He does everything for the benefit of mankind. Ani Hashem ve'enod. That shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God, and there is no other, that Hashem is the one who's totally controlling what happens in the earth. This pasuk, the Gemara discusses in many, many mesechtas. Lo sohu bera'ah l'sheves yitzara. The world was not created to be empty, it was created to be settled. And what's interesting is sometimes the Gemara will discuss the mitzvah of Pru Revu and having children, and it'll bring this pasuk. And the reason is because Pru Revu is a mitzvah like every other mitzvah of the Torah. But this pasuk shows you it's just not a regular mitzvah that Hashem says increase and settle the world. But this is actually the whole purpose of creation. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like there to be an army of people who all recognize Him and serve Him, and the first step is that there should be people. L'sobera l'sheves yitzara. Ani Hashem ve'enod. That's the first proof that we should place our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with our world. Secondly, look at Matan Torah. Lo baseser dibarti. I didn't speak in secrecy. Bimkom eretz choshech, in some place in a land of darkness. The Torah was given during the daytime. It was given in front of millions of people, 600,000 men between the age of 20 and 60. There was millions of people who saw it in the daytime. And this, by the way, is one of the strongest, not that we need proofs, but for those that try to search and understand, how do you know which religion is the true religion? The other beliefs, Christianity, Islam, they all believe in the fact that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. Just they say later on, their prophet or their leader, Hashem made a new deal. A new deal. But they all agree, everyone agrees to the fact it was a Matan Torah. But there was a revelation. They believe in what they might call the Old Testament, but they believe it's all based on the original belief. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says clearly, He gave the Torah in front of millions of people in the daytime. And we have a cleared line of a historical line. We know exactly what happened, who lived in which century, and we have the Torah, we have the books and the teachings. There's a clear line of Mesorah. The other religions never have any experience that something was seen in front of thousands and millions of people. It was always a guy went ahead somewhere in the dark and he had a dream or he had a vision or he was told something or whatever. Or sometimes after the person dies, others will come and say, you know, you should know that person was really a god or, you know. But Lo baseser dibarti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I didn't speak in secrecy. Be makom eretz choshech, in a place of the darkness. So you all saw clearly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who communicates and deals with people. And that's the one we should put our bitachon in. And the third point is, if we look at the mitzvos themselves, Lo amarti lezera Yaakov, tohu vakshuni. I didn't say to the descendants of Yaakov Avinu, the descendants of Yaakov, I didn't tell them, tohu vakshuni, seek me for nothing. This is the religion, believe in me and you'll be saved. And what, you know, whatever, and in this world nothing will be different, don't worry, things will eventually, you know, and when you're no longer living, though, the account will be straightened. But Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to be Mashgiach on them, on this world, with a Hashgacha Pratis, and Lo Amarti Lezera Yaakov Tohu Vakshuni. I didn't tell the descendants of Yaakov to seek me for nothing. But if you serve Hashem, Hashem will be Mashgiach, and it'll be good. The mitzvos themselves are given for a person's benefit. Every mitzvah perfects a person. There's a deeper reason a person gains from doing the mitzvos. In two ways. First of all, his dealings with others, a society based on Torah, is the hanhaga bein olam lechavero is different. Ani Hashem dover tzedek. I am Hashem who speaks righteousness. Tzedek is referring to the righteous behavior, bein odom lechaveiro. And dover is a term that you find, even if something's not new, and it's a matter that people are aware of, but if you further clarify it and explain it, that could be called a dibur. I'm a dover tzedek. On the proper behavior, I'm a dover tzedek, the Torah, certain things are understood, but the Torah further elaborates and strengthens the benefit of society. Magid meisharim. And there are meisharim, the upright behavior. Meisharim here, the Malbim says, refers to a person's emunah, his daya, his correct outlook and his belief, what he trusts in. That's the meisharim. And a magid is someone who tells something new. A chiddush is called a haggadah. Magid Meisharim, people who weren't aware of what to believe in. We have a Torah that tells us the beliefs. Magid Meisharim. So I gave you mitzvahs for your benefit. The raya from Maisa Bereishis, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, it shows that Hashem is mashkiach on a person for his benefit. And this, while we're alive, Hashem is interested in earth, in the world. The Raya from Matan Torah shows you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned with our eternal life. That we should live a life, that there should be a purpose, even after we're no longer on this world. Ani Hashem dover tzedek magid meisharim. Hikovtzu vavo, gather yourselves, vavo and come. He snagshu yachdov, an approach together. Pelite hagoyim, the survivors of the nations. First gather yourselves together, you're in a group, and then come and approach and come to realize the truth. Come and come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you'll realize that lo yodu hanosim es eitz pislam. those that carry about the wood, the eights, the wood of Pislam, their graven image, those people go walking around carrying their idols, they don't know. Umispalim, and those that daven El Elo Yoshia, to a God that cannot save. That is the phrase that was in Aleinu, it was removed centuries ago due to the censors. This was a reference to those who believe in, who don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Navi says, Hikovtsu Vavo, all those that escape, all those goyim that remain, they should gather and come to worship and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mari Kora says, a number of points. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when he gave the Torah, Lo baseser dibarti, he didn't speak in secrecy. And lo amarti lezera Yaakov tov akshuni, I didn't tell Klal Yisrael to seek me out for no reason. Because the truth is, there's ein mitzvah b'toira she'ein matan schora b'tzida. The truth is, living a life of Torah, we're guaranteed that there'll be a schar, there'll be a reward. And the goyim that, the pliti agoyim, the goyim that remain, and the end of time, they'll come to realize, lo yodu hanosim esaitz pislam, omispalim el elo yoshia, those that carry around their wooden idols, and they pray to a God that can't save. Hagidu vehagishu, proclaim and approach, af yivoatsu yachtov, and even let your leaders take a council together. If you have some taina, tell it over. And if not, at least discuss together. Mi shmi azos. Was there anyone who let this be heard from before? Mi shmi azos mi kedem. Where did anyone predict and tell over before about the downfall of Bavel and Ashur, the great empires? Mi shmi azos mi kedem. Who told us over from before? May oz higida. And from may oz is like even before that. Higida. Who is the one who informed us of this new development? Halo ani Hashem. Behold, it's I Hashem ve'inod Elohim ve'inod Elohim ibalodai. There's no other power. El tzadik u'moshia ayin zulasi. There is no other righteous God or a savior. There is no other power besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And right now Hashem is informing that there will be a downfall of Ashur, of the Assyrian Empire, and Bavel. Penu Eilai v'hivoshu. And Hashem turns to the Goyim and says, Penu Eilai. So you turn to me, v'hivoshu, and you'll be saved. Kol afse oretz, all those that live even at the ends of the earth, give up your idols, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll be saved. Ki ani keil ve'ein od, because I am Hashem and there is no other. Bi nishpati. And even don't think that since you've worshipped idols till now, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen Klal Yisrael, the Goyim don't have a chance. But Hashem says, even so, the Goyim can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and He'll accept them. Bi nishpati. And Hashem says, I've sworn. And if Hashem makes a shvua, it'll definitely happen, even if it's for bad. Yotza mipi tztaka. And from my mouth has come out tztaka, righteousness, goodness. And when Hashem says over something good, a davar, v'lo yashuv, it won't be retracted, even without a shvua. Without a shvua, if Hashem says, the Novi says something good will happen, Hashem told him some good development, Hashem will not take it back. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm making a shvua, and it's something good, ki li tichra kol berech. That to me, tichra kol berech, every knee will kneel, tishova kol loshon, every tongue will swear. When a person wants to make an oath to guarantee that he's telling the truth, he'll swear by Hashem, as knowing that that's the ultimate power, and Hashem will guarantee that what he's saying is true. He'll swear with the name of Hashem. So the goyim can turn to Hashem and they'll be saved. And we'll see Klal Yisrael still remains special. But Kili Tichra Kol Berech Tishova Kol Loshon, eventually the whole world, every knee will kneel to Hashem, and all the tongues will swear to Hashem. This is Nevuah for at the end of time, when all the goyim will come to realize the truth of Hashem. Of course, this is one of the main tefilos and beliefs of Klal Yisrael, that we daven that eventually the whole world, that's the focus of our Rosh Hashanah davening, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should reveal Himself and the whole world should come to acknowledge Him. And this phrase we say every day, three times a day in the Aleinu, that everyone should bow to Hashem and serve Him. The Gemara Nida on Daf Lamed Amid Beis understands that the truth is Kili Tichra Kol Berech refers, as we say, to every person. Eventually, be even the Goyim will come to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a fascinating Gemara on Nida Daf Lamed Amid Beis. It says, Dorish Rabbi Sam Loi, Lama Havla Doima Bimei Imo. And it discusses the creation of a person. And the Gemara starts off, what's the fetus like in his mother's womb? And the Gemara says, Lepinka Shemekupeles, Shemekupel, he's like a ledger that's folded over. The baby isn't straight or flat, but the fetus is folded over in the mother's womb. Umunach yodov al shteit tzedov, and his hands are placed by his head, by the temple. Shtei atzilov al beiz ar kuvosov, his two armpits are by his two ankles. Beiz akevov, his heels al beiz agvosov, are by his buttocks, by his rear. Verosh umunach lo bein birkov, and his head is resting between his knees. It's fascinating because now with ultrasound you have the pictures, but the Gemara says before that exactly how the baby's folded over. Upiv sasum, the mouth of the baby is closed. Vitiburo pasuach, and his navel is open. The baby doesn't eat or doesn't use its mouth when it's a fetus, but the nourishment comes through the umbilical cord, through the navel. It's nourished from whatever the mother eats and drinks. It doesn't defecate. It doesn't release those solid waste. Because if the baby would do that, the mother wouldn't be able to handle that. It could kill the mother. Some of the Meforshim say, but it doesn't discuss meiraglayim, urine. That it could be the baby releases and that goes into the amniotic fluid, but it doesn't defecate. V'kivin shiotzal avira olam, and once the baby comes out to the world, niftach hasasum, what was closed till now opens up. It opens its mouth and all of a sudden it's got to breathe. It's got to use its lungs. They wait for that first cry for the baby. It's got to open the mouth. V'nistam ha-pasuach, and the navel has to be closed up. It's closed up. Sh'omolikene ni yocholichios afilu sho'achas. because if not, the baby wouldn't be able to live even a short time. It's critical when the baby comes out to close up the navel and to, it should open its mouth. V'ner doluk lo al rosho. There's like a light, a candle, but there's an illumination by the head of the fetus. V'tsofo mabit misofo olam v'tsofo. And the baby is able to gaze and see from one end of the world to another. And the Gemara has pesukim, which I'm going to leave out at the moment. And the Gemara says, don't be in wonderment. How can it be a person sees what's happening on the other end of the world? Because sometimes a person has a dream, and he can dream about events in faraway lands. And those are a person's best days. His best time is when he's in his mother's womb. Iyov said, if only I could have those times when he was in his mother's womb. Umalamdim oso kol ha-Toyra kula. And they teach the baby kol ha-Toyra kula, the whole Torah. V'kivan shebo la'avir ha'oilam. And once the baby is born, bo malach v'sotro al-piv, as he's being born, a malach comes and slaps him by his mouth, umishakcho kol ha-Toyra kula, and he forgets the whole Torah. And he's born, he doesn't remember any of it. V'eino yotze. And what's pertinent to this morning shiur, the Eino Yotze, the baby doesn't come out, Mishon, from there, Ad Shemashbiin or so, until they make that baby take an oath. The fetus swears, the neshama swears, Shenemar, as our Pasuk says, Kili Tichra Kol Berech, all knees will kneel to me, Tishova Kol Lashon. And all languages will swear to Hashem, which the Gemara explains, Kili Tichra Kol Berech Ze Yom Hamisa. The time that every creature kneels to Hashem, where every person kneels to Hashem, is the day of death. Shenemar Lefon of Yichru Kol Yordei Ofar. All those that are descending to the dirt, all those that are being buried, at that time when the person dies, his neshama bows to Hashem in acknowledgement that however he lived his life, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true Elohim, and Kili Sichra Kol Berech, and the Tishova Kol Loshon. Where do you find that every tongue, everyone swears its allegiance to Hashem? Zayom HaLeid, it's the day of birth. Shenemar nekich apayim uvar levov. There's a pasuk that says, those with clean hands and a pure heart, ashilo nosel ashov nafshi, who didn't take my nefesh, my soul, he didn't swear by me velo falsely, velo nishva lemirma, and he didn't swear in deceit. Somebody like that is the person miyale bar Hashem, umiyokum bimkom kodsho. And the Gemara understands, who's the one who can ascend the mountain of Hashem? Who's going to reach the greatness and service of Hashem? Does that mean a person who didn't swear falsely? A lot of people on this world, they don't swear. So as Rashi explains, D'i bishvua ba'alma, otu mishumdalo nishba lemirma, choshiv lehu ba'oilin bahar Hashem. The Pasuk says, Mi'ala bar Hashem. Who's going to ascend the mountain of Hashem? Somebody didn't swear falsely. A lot of people don't swear falsely. The Gemara understands it means there's a Shavua that every person makes. And we're not all able to say we kept the oath. That not everybody can say they did. What's this oath? It's the oath he makes Zayom HaLeda when he's born. When he's born, he swears to Hashem. And a person who keeps that oath that he said when he was born, such a person can be Yale Bahar Hashem, Miyokum Bimkom Kodsho. Umahu Ashavua. What is the oath? What does the baby swear before he's born? Shemashbin o Shemashbin o so. What's this oath that they make him swear? It is Tehi Tzadik Fahal Tehi Rosha. He's swearing Make sure you are a tzaddik and you're not a rasha. Va'afilu kol ha'olam kulo omrim lecha tzaddikata. And even if the whole world tells you you're a tzaddik, heye beinecha k'rasha. You should view yourself like a rasha. Now it Grada says in Pirkei Avos, ba'alti rasha b'fnei atzmecha. You should not view yourself as a rasha. And the Maariv Chiyus explains that it means, in other words, a person has to know how to use which chazal. A person should never give up. Don't look at yourself like a rasha and say there's no way you can improve. You've already done it so bad, you're hopeless. No, you're not a rasha. You got to look at yourself like you're a Beinoni, you're an average person, and you can, there's no problem. You can do even better. You can do even better. But you got to be positive. On the other hand, the fact that sometimes a person's told, everyone tells him he's a tzaddik, he's got to be careful not to believe it. Everyone tells him he's a tzaddik. I guess it could be if a person thinks to himself, you know, I'm really a rasha, but everyone tells him he's a tzaddik. The fact that he has such a support system and everyone tells him he's a tzaddik, it can balance out. He knows himself that he's not such a tzaddik. But at least he's got the positive encouragement. If I guess you have a situation where not everyone's telling you you're a tzaddik, at that time be careful. Nobody's encouraging you. Nobody's telling you you're a tzaddik. Don't consider yourself a rasha. Then you got to build yourself up. The person's got to make sure to keep the equilibrium, that he knows that he can always do better. But even if everyone's telling him tzaddik, 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 don't believe it. The heavy Yodeon, you should know Shakodesh Baruch Hu Tahar, that Hakodesh Baruch Hu is pure, Umeshors of Tahorim, and his servants, all of the Malachim, the angels, and Tzadikim, those that serve Hashem are pure. Uneshama Shenosan Bechot Tahirihi, and you yourself are being given a pure Neshama. Im Atta Meshamra B'Tahara Mutav, if you guard that Neshama in purity, that's good. Vim lav, and if not, hareni noitlo mimcha, I'm going to take it away from you. That's the shvua. The Gemara understands, kili tichra kol berech. But at the day of death, everyone bows in acknowledgement and in allegiance to Hashem. Tishova kol lashon. And on the day of birth, everyone swears that he will be a tzaddik and he will serve Hashem. Tishova koloshon. But again, the simple meaning of the Navi, that's the way the Gemara understands it. It certainly applies to all of us Jews nowadays. We're not just waiting for the Goyim at the end of time. Tishova koloshon. Everyone swears. But the psukim here are Pashit talking about the Goyim. That Pnuei Laivi Hivoshu. The Goyim should turn to Hashem and you'll be saved. And be nishpati, Hashem makes a shvua that he'll accept them. Yotzami pit stoka dovar. This righteous, this good word has been uttered. Velo yoshuv, and it won't be retracted. All the Goyim who come to recognize Hashem, they'll be accepted. But even so, Klal Yisrael is going to be different, is going to be elevated, is going to be on a different plane than all of those people. Ach Bashem, but only in Hashem. Li Omar, who spoke to me, Hashem spoke to me that there'll be tzedakos va'oz, there'll be righteousness and strength. That for Klal Yisrael, there'll be tzedakos v'oz, there'll be a special righteousness and there'll be strength. The Torah's chesed, the kindness that Hashem has, the Torah's chesed is only for Klal Yisrael. The oz, meaning the Torah, and the tzedakos, meaning the outpouring of chesed, that will be only for Klal Yisrael. Odav yovo v'yevoshu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll come, v'yevoshu, and they'll be embarrassed. They'll be ashamed. All this life they were serving idols. Kol hanecherim bo, all of those that angered Hashem. And in this world they angered Hashem and they caused tzaras for Klal Yisrael. And now they're coming and they want to accept Hashem and they're going to come with they're going to be ashamed, but they'll serve Hashem and they'll be accepted. B'Hashem yitzteku v'yishalalu kol zera Yisrael. But in Hashem, yitzteku, they'll be vindicated, they'll be proven correct, that it was worth it, whatever they went through in this world, yitzteku v'yishalalu, and they'll take glory. They'll be so proud of the fact that Baruch Hashem, we held on to our emunah and we served Hashem when the times weren't easy. Kol Zera Yisrael, all of the seed of Israel, all of Klal Yisrael, besides the Maisim Toivim, that they're Yitzteku, they'll be Tzadikim, they'll be proven correct. But Yishalalu, they'll take glory and the fact that they always place their trust in Hashem, Kol Zera Yisrael, all of the seed of Israel, all of Klal Yisrael. Stop here. Shkoich.